all seeming opposites, then your experience of the phenomenal world is that it's like an island of gold. There are no ordinary stones to be found there. So you experience the world as pure appearance.
I'm not sure if this verse is in the new song book or not, but so maybe you could write it down. What throws you down into samsara's deep ocean? No. This is a verse that was sung by the Vajra Dakini Niguma, the wisdom Dakini Niguma. What throws you down into samsara's deep ocean are these thoughts of attachment and anger. But realize they don't truly exist. And all is an island of gold. Anybody need me to say that again?
Yes.
Okay. What throws you down into samsara's deep ocean?
Deep ocean.
Are these thoughts of attachment and anger? But realize they don't truly exist.
Anger is a control marwa.
Anger control.
And all is an island of gold. So I'll sing it once, then we can sing it together. What throws you down into samsara's deep ocean are these thoughts of attachment and anger. But realize they don't truly exist, and all is an island of gold. What throws you down into samsara's deep ocean are these thoughts of attachment and anger. But realize they don't truly exist, and all is an island of
gold. Chepar chung ze yu mayin, nyangin de bang ang kurwa le, chepar chung ze yu mayin sungpa da, nenga chikwa nukwa.
The protector Nagarjuna in the Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way wrote, samsara is not the slightest bit different from nirvana. Nirvana is not the slightest bit different from samsara. And this verse has the same basic meaning as that verse by Nagarjuna.
Then nyangin de ta kangin ba tenen korwen ta yin de deni chepar chunse ni hen de chawang yo me zum ba.
And also hen
de chawang.
Whatever is the true nature of nirvana, that is the true nature of samsara, and between the two there is not the tiniest, subtlest difference.
Jagrje chok top chimun romba herke, Sikinyam ni tu dandor, Zorup zabo jodongi, Lusinimi sandalo, Tadin zimba nyunimo, Dahinimi chukolo, Zangin zimba ying de jesun, Nayang yam ni jitawa. Tan yam ni jitawa, Tingo do tambo.
And the Mahasiddha of India, Dombey Heruka, sang, existence and peace are equality, free from all conceptuality. So striving and straining to accomplish some goal, oh, what a tiring thing to do. Body and mind, non-duality, spacious and relaxed transparency. To cling to body and mind as two different things is a neurotic, crazy, afflicted thing to do. Self and other not two in Dharmakaya, to cling to good and bad, I pity the fool. We need to remember the view of equality. We need to remember the view of equality. To realize equality, the first thing we need to do is remember the view of equality. So to do that, it would be good if we now sang the song that Milarepa sang in the chapter called Likor Charua, called Equality and Seven Things to Forget. Page 38 in the storybook.
Tene nyamne je tabala tene thamar be namdo jebar thamar be den yin da namdo jebar.
When we remember equality, what we forget is the ordinary way of thinking, which involves attachment to things as being truly existent. That's what we forget. But we don't forget bodhicitta and compassion and love. So that we should know the difference. And this is the same as the view of being free of attachment and full of love. In fact, you could sum up the whole Mahayana practice into saying that what it is about is to be free of attachment and full of love.
So we
should look at ourselves and see whether we are being like that, whether we are being free of attachment and full of love.
Sing a song.
When I realize everything's equality, I forget all about my close friends and my relatives. It's okay to forget the objects of your attachment. When I realize wisdom beyond thought, I forget everything included in perceiver and perceived. It's okay to forget the cycles of happiness and pain, beyond memory, beyond feelings. I forget all about experiences, the good ones and the bad. It's okay to forget them, they just go up and down. When I know the three kayas are present naturally,
I forget all about the deity's generation stage practice. It's okay to forget the Dharma made of concepts. When I realize the results inside of me, I forget all about the results you have to strive and strain to get. It's okay to forget the Dharma of the relative truth. Meditating on the key instructions, I forget all other explanations and their conventional terms. It's okay to forget the Dharma that makes you arrogant. When I realize appearances are my text, I forget all about those big books with their letters in black. It's okay to forget the Dharma that's just a heavy load.
Then Nyam Nyin Tambu Ti Nyamba Nyin Tu Tu Sa Na Nyin Tu Nriwa Jiti Tu Khen Cha Chin Ti Jijan Rung Si Tu Ju Ti Nyamba Nyin Tu 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 Dhani Nyamba Nyin Tu Tu Ore Nyin Tu Nriwa Jiba Ti Nyedu la dengin jin derwa de jebare ma to jedong gin derwa ma jebare. Di jujin karasana khencha jin di jijang rong se de. Denbar khenbe khencha ki yordu churba de jijang rong zebare. Di yindu dengin jin derwa jebare ma to jedong gin derwa jeba ma re. Sambata nyingji jeba ma re. Sambata nyingji jina ya bumduwa. Onde tenang yin yinda la yin jibare.
So we can see from the first verse of the song that this song is about being free of attachment and full of love, because Milarepa sings, when I realize everything's equality, so that means specifically here to realize the equality of friends and enemies, to realize that friends and enemies are equality. I forget all about my close friends and my relatives. But how does he forget about them? This is what he sings in the next line. It's okay to forget the objects of your attachment. So what he's forgetting when he realizes that everything is equality is the ordinary clinging to friends and relatives as being truly existent, the ordinary attachment. Not forgetting love and kindness and affection and compassion. So you forget the clinging to them as being truly existent and the attachment. That's what you forget. But to forget love and affection and compassion, that wouldn't be good.
Nila Dinginje Dini Dera Jeba Tigin the Drala Deva Kara Drala Hidang Deva Yuri. Dala Dini Denbar He Denbar Hembati Hidange and Devare, then da Dani Nyamba Nedu Tudu, da la Hedanga Deva Jigri, Dravola Dember Hemba Hina, Hedanga Deva Hingri, then Nika Nyamba Nedu Tudu. Then the word.
So with friends, you forget the attachment that is the result of clinging to them as being truly existent because you've forgotten the clinging to true existence. With enemies, what's the connection? It's a connection of anger. And that connection of anger also comes from believing that the enemy truly exists. But when you forget that the enemy truly exists, when that clinging to them truly as being truly existent dissolves, then the anger also dissolves. And so the attachment to both friends and enemies as being truly existent and the resulting attachment and anger has all dissolved. And then you realize friends and enemies are equality.
Nama pechar toksa no, Rava? Oh. Dunba. Ah. Tama. Rere. Yena pecha jide the kutu chide jijan rong sere. Yena pecha jijan rong se jide yena pecha jijan rong wa te tutu te kare. Nama tamje pechar kherwa. Nama dai lama khyana Tene yin yin na pecha, yin na yang chepa mewaare, yin na rung re. Yin na chung yo marwe se no, kosa chu te je chang ro se. Kosa chenpo chen te yin na yang chepa mendoog su. Nama dai lamar ma kya na, yin na pecha, je ju yo marwe, kosa chenpo yin na kona rung re. Yin na yang ten sang, yin na pecha kosa te, gati dang, nabdo nang ya chung to, kale kira mudo. Then the pony in a dava mango, a corner dogore, Kawasun, a corner dogore, Diablo corcore. Let have your mare, Kalekabore.
At the end of the song, Milarepa sings, "When I realize appearances are my texts, I forget all about those big books with their letters in black. It's okay to forget the Dharma that's just a heavy load." So again, Milarepa singing, it's okay to forget about books, but we have to see when. When is it okay to forget about books? It's okay when all appearances manifest as your texts. That, if that's happening, then you can forget about books. But if it's not, it's not appropriate. If it is, if all texts are shining, manifesting as the Lama of symbolic appearances, then you don't need your books anymore. And you might ask, well, isn't it bad to just leave your books behind at that point? And the answer is no, because they're just a heavy load. So there's no fault in forgetting a heavy load that isn't doing you any good anyway. But on the other hand, if appearances have not yet manifested as your texts, then you need to carry the books, even if it is a heavy load. And these days, that's not so difficult because they have planes and cars and everything. But in Tibet, you had to carry them on your back. There was no plane. Everybody had to, or car, everybody had to carry their own books by themselves, and that was not easy.
Tene minga samu, damga samu, lam damga samu chung chung, pakanana chuya te, dao, tene, kona ya pato. Nama pechar kharbu kapsu yang.
It's good, though, at whatever time to have your lama's pith instructions on a sheet of paper that you can carry with you and fold and put in your pocket. Even when appearances are shining as your texts, it's still good to have that. It's like that.
Yeah, tene, ta nyam ni je tawa, tawa tengo, tawa tengo, mandrava tan soku goni tengo.
Basically, we need to remember the view of equality. There are lots of different ways we can do that, and we need to use them to help us remember equality. At first, equality is something that an ordinary person has never heard of, how two opposites could actually be the same in genuine reality. And so first you have to hear about that and understand it and then reflect on it to gain certainty in it, and then you meditate and then you get experience.
Tene boje pomongom charchi machi labje do mare karre sena mixom yebare mixom yeba yinam Pomungum zati magic lab judoma. Then it just dropped up my chamber churpa. Then ye jija. Nang than taking tongba la, ye jin yimsi, my yuna, dunna malu, semso chu, semna jimmy yingsu trorser. Then it jimmy nyam ni ji yingsu tokso rancher, rasa trover secret.
The most miraculous girl born in Tibet. The most miraculous birth of any girl was the birth of Machik Labdrin. Why? Because she had three eyes. She had an eye in the middle of her forehead right when she was born, and no one else in Tibet ever had that. And she later went on to be a great Siddha herself. And she sang, "When you are free," it's good to write this down.
Tongue, like it, Nimsy, Mayo,
When you are free of the arrogance, of clinging to appearance or to emptiness, all demons are cut through within the mind. Are cut through within the mind, and mind itself is free in the unborn expanse. So this is also a verse about equality, about the collection of thoughts being self-liberated in the unborn expanse, the expanse where nothing actually arises, the expanse of equality. So I'll sing it once, then we can sing it together.
Sing a song.
When you are free of the arrogance of clinging to appearance or to emptiness, all demons are cut through within the mind, and mind itself is free in the unborn expanse. Hey, hey,
hey,
hey! All together. When you are free of the arrogance of clinging to appearance or to emptiness, all demons are cut through within the mind, and mind itself is free in the unborn expanse. Hey, hey,
hey,
pay!
Hey! Tene, namjo jivan so mularebe. Ni tramse chimbu jubala. But now got away, non German. He knew my donor, young young, pronounced the gate and by yings a year, knows that the nosy game, my don so much.
And then on page 125 in the big songbook. We, the multitude of glorious space-like yogis who come from the lineage of the great Brahman, training and training in the natural reality of mind, thoughts of confused appearances dissolve in the expanse. I don't see anyone who can be harmed, and I don't see anything that can do any harm. I don't see anyone who can be harmed, and I don't see anything that can do any harm. This is Milarepa describing his own view. And we can do the same. We can also have that view. Coming from the lineage of the great Brahman, that's the great Brahman Saraha. It's not just any ordinary Brahman. It's the great Brahman Saraha from whom the lineage of Mahamudra descends. And so that's why Milarepa sings, we are of the lineage of the great Brahman. We the multitude of glorious space-like yogis who come from the lineage of the great Brahman, training and training in the natural reality of mind, thoughts of confused appearances dissolve in the expanse. I don't see anyone who can be harmed, and I don't see anything that can do any harm. We the multitude of glorious space-like yogis who come from the lineage of the great Brahman, training and training in the natural reality of mind, thoughts of confused appearances dissolve in the expanse. I don't see anyone who can be harmed, and I don't see anything that can do any harm.
De cho je chom chur je de yang nan jor nga ye ke mi ne.
Milarepa also saying, I am sure that all appearances are mind, and I have realized that mind itself is empty. So demon, whatever magic tricks you do, they just make this yogi laugh. So please write this down.
Mm-hmm. Kazang mama chete marvete.
Marala.
Yeah.
I know for certain that appearances are mind. And I have realized mind itself is empty. So demon, whatever magic tricks you do, they just make this yogi laugh. Let's say emptiness in the second line. And Rinpoche would like us just to recite this in the Tibetan style. So I'll recite a couple lines that way. I'll try to, and then we can start over together.
I know for certain that appearances are mine, and I have realized mind itself is emptiness. I know for certain that appearances are mine, and I have realized mind itself is empty. So, demon, whatever magic tricks you do, they just make this yogi laugh.
Yeah, ta, ta yu de chong cham. Cham dung in ka tsuyun.
Whoever wants to dance the six questions should please come and dance.
Man has even more projections than there are dust motes in the sun. Is there an accomplished yogi here or a yogini who sees the appearance of things laid bare in the very bed where it lies? The basic nature of things is not produced by cause or condition. Is there an accomplished yogi? Gets to the very bottom of this, cuts down to its very root. Mind's impulse to sudden thought cannot be stopped by hundreds with spears. Is there an accomplished yogi here, or a yogini, who sees that attachment can dissolve, be freed in and of itself? The movement of thinking mind cannot be locked in an iron box. Is there an accomplished yogi here, or a yogini, who sees that discursive mind itself is empty in itself? The sensory enjoyment, even wisdom, deities do not shun. Is there an accomplished yogi here, or a yogini, who's able to see through the transparency of the process of consciousness? What about the appearance of the six kinds of objects that go with the consciousnesses. Not even the hands of victorious ones can put a stop to that. Is there an accomplished yogi here, or a yogini who can see there is no object there behind the appearances?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Now the 15 ways of following behind. Whoever wants to dance this can dance. This is a good one with kids too. This is a good song to sing with children because it has a profound view and it also is fun. Eric? Okay, here we go. Tilo Naro and the translator Marpa, these three are Yogi Milarepa's lamas. If these three lamas are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. The Lamas, Yidams, and Dakinis. Milarepa makes his offerings to these three. If making offerings to them is good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. The Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Milarepa goes for refuge to these three. If asking them for refuge is good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. The view, meditation, and the conduct. These are the practices of Milarepa. If these three practices are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Snow mountains, granite mountains, and mountains of earth. These three are where Mila does retreat. If these three places are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Antelope, deer, and mountain sheep. These three are Yogi Milarepa's livestock. If these three livestock are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Lynx, coyote, and mountain wolf. These three are Yogi Milarepa's guard dogs. If these three guard dogs are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Grouse, nightingale, and big vultures.
These three are Yogi Milarepa's house birds. If these three house birds are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. The sun, the moon, and the stars. These three are Yogi Milarepa's vistas. If these three vistas are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Gods and demons and some rishis. These three are Yogi Milarepa's neighbors. If these three neighbors are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Monkeys, langurs, and gorillas. These three are Yogi Milarepa's playmates. If these three playmates are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Bliss, luminosity, and non-thought. When Miller feels down, these three cheer him up. If their cheer is good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Nettles and garlic and leafy greens. These three are what Milarepa eats. If these three foods are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Water from the hills, the snow and earth. These three are what Milarepa drinks. If these three drinks are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Nadi, Prana, and Bindu three. These are the clothes Milarepa wears. If these three clothes are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa.
Dona Chenang Samson Du, Semla Nyendan Sendo Du, Semla Tepen Tongami, Tongame Bangangyo.
When you realize this, whatever appears is mind. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax.
Gunzur te sakin dolule den kolo parpatan tumbe morure.
This is a pointing out instruction in harmony with the instructions given in the Sutra Mahamudra tradition, particularly those in harmony with the second turning of the wheel of Dharma.
Kolo sumba dan tumba, sunkolo sumba dan tumba gonzo, gomba waisa chuvijun, gomju tunzan zonjumi, gomza gomzi tonedar, gomba nyingu zangne son sumbara, semjung ola cheche te, waisa jingando, mabju rambab lukpar jokore.
The instructions given in harmony with the third turning of the wheel of Dharma in terms of a pointing out instruction, we can find in Milarepa's verse, when meditation is clear light, river flow, there is no need to confine it to sessions and breaks. Meditator and object, refined until they're gone. This heart bone of meditation, it beats quite well. Here the instruction is to look directly at the true nature of mind, luminous clarity, and without trying to change anything or fix anything, to let go and relax.
Tani thikpa chenpo jui lama gomrem, dala sarza che yami, yakpar sawa chonze mi, yanda nyila yanda ta, yanda tona namba dro hi sawa songde. Semje ne lo vaysa dekhi nyambo tela, mola trama mepe chon sarva sawa che yami la. Yuntin lunju trobe, yuntin sardu yakko bayan dorza mi la. Anna Kandesa Gomsena, Yang Dagba, Semje Nelo Vesa Dirhi Nimbula Yang Dagba Gomzong Hirabji Chirji Dede Gombe Yang Dagba Semje Nelo Vesa Dirhi Nimbu Tongna Mansum Don Tongna Zongzhen Jin Chingwale Drover Njuru.
The way to meditate, according to the third turning, is also taught in the treatise on the Buddha nature, the Gyulama. Nothing whatsoever needs to be removed. Not the slightest thing needs to be added. Perfection looks at perfection. And in this perfect seeing is complete liberation. Not the slightest thing needs to be removed, because in the true nature of mind, luminous clarity, the Buddha nature, there is not the slightest stain, there is not the slightest imperfection. Any perceived imperfection or stain is in fact empty of its own essence. And so there is nothing that we need to remove. And not the slightest thing needs to be added, because all of the qualities of enlightenment are naturally present within the Buddha nature, that is the true nature of mind. So nothing whatsoever needs to be removed. Not the slightest thing needs to be added. If that's how it is, how do we meditate on it? How do we realize it? Perfection looks at perfection. Look at the perfect, true nature of mind, luminous clarity, with the perfect wisdom arising from meditation. And when you see it directly, you will be completely liberated from the bondage of duality.
Tatumu Mayimba Malarebe Saja Chimbun Goro Jogsur Saja Chimbusungur Tangre Jogsur Namba Trokte Kande Jindo Kalecheransun Nyambar Yadi Ningogno.
The extraordinary instructions for Mahamudra are given by Milarepa in his song of Mahamudra. He sings of six ways to rest in Mahamudra meditation. And now you should listen to this song. You don't need to sing, just listen and contemplate these. You don't need to look at the book. Just listen. There is no Mahamudra instruction of meditation that is left out of this song. Everything is complete. At the time I'm meditating on Mahamudra, I rest without struggle in actual real being. I rest relaxed in a free from wandering space. I rest in a clarity cradled in emptiness space. I rest in awareness and this is blissful space. I rest unruffled in non-conceptual space. In variety space I rest in equipoise. And resting like this is native mind itself. O wealth of certainty manifests endlessly, without even trying, self-luminous mind is at work. Not stuck in expecting results, I'm doing okay. No dualism, no hopes and fears, oh hey. Delusion as wisdom, now that's being cheerful and bright. Delusion transformed into wisdom, now that's all right.
Tenam tenam chokpa. Natong on the nyambar jobati nansi makaba Ramabdun Josuri.
From among these, the sixth, in variety space I rest in equipoise, is an instruction that we don't need to stop anything from appearing in terms of an outer appearance or something in the mind. You can just relax in the basic nature without having to stop any perception or thought.
So, Zubdra Taro Rigze Nama Yanka Kogumado, Zubdra Taro Rigze Nzebe Nando Yanka Kogumado. Nama Kanhya, Nando Kanhya Jingana.
You don't need to stop whatever form, sound, smell, taste, or tactile sensation it is. You don't need to stop that, nor with any thought that thinks or conceives of perceiving a form, a sound, a smell, taste, or tactile sensation. You don't need to stop any of those. Whatever it is, whatever appearance, whatever thought, look straight at its essence and relax at ease within its basic nature.
De namachu lukpardu nyingbo tonje dologi. Sananyamni ngando sa zongze bama salogi. Ton na ten hiji chubje don jinje mebe donogi. Roncha nyando semlata chunsan mebe gejuri. Sumbayino. Sumbayino. Hibarjiye.
Milarepa also sang, when I'm going, I take appearances to the path, going with six consciousnesses free all by themselves. When I'm resting, I rest in uncontrived naturalness. This is the way to rest in the heart essence. When I'm eating, I eat within emptiness. This is the way to eat without perceiver or perceived. When I'm drinking, I drink from the river of mindfulness. This is the way to drink that never, ever ends. Going, wandering, sleeping, resting, I look at mind. This is virtuous practice without sessions or breaks. This is how we sang it, know it. So this short song is in harmony with, has the same meaning as the line from the Song of Mahamudra when Milarepa sings, in variety space I rest in equipoise. Because these practices exist, Tilopa could attain his realization while he was working as a servant of a woman who was a beer salesman and working while pounding sesame seeds. Because if these type of instructions didn't exist, how could you meditate while pounding sesame seeds or working as a servant in a bar? You couldn't. But since these instructions exist, then you can. The Mahasiddha Toktsepa also attained his realization while he was plowing a field. Because he practiced the instruction, in variety space I rest in equipoise. If that instruction didn't exist, how could he practice Dharma while he was plowing a field? In this 21st century, when there is so much work to do and so much we need to learn, we need to be able to put this instruction, in variety space I rest in equipoise, into practice. And these days, there are many conducive conditions that help us to be able to, while in variety space, to rest in equipoise. If you ask, like what? Then we have to see. What are the conducive conditions that help us rest in, while in variety space, to rest in equipoise? Rinpoche asked me to sing the Song of Mahamudra again, and please think about these six ways of resting. At the time I'm meditating on So you shouldn't look in the book just like we did the last time. You don't have to always do the same thing. So this time, just listen to the If we always did the same thing, that would be permanent. At the time I'm meditating on Mahamudra, I rest without struggle in actual real being. I rest relaxed in a free from wandering space. I rest in a clarity cradled in emptiness space. I rest in awareness, and this is blissful space. I rest unruffled in non-conceptual space. In variety space, I rest in equipoise, and resting like this is native mind itself. A wealth of certainty manifests endlessly without even trying. Self-luminous mind is at work. Not stuck in expecting results, I'm doing okay. No dualism, no hopes and fears, oh hey. Delusion as wisdom, now that's being cheerful and bright. Delusion transformed into wisdom, now that's all right.
Teta nyambar jok so trupo di hino, teni ngami jingi hi nyam yong kade yong do yang song.
When you have confidence in being able to rest in these six different ways, then a wealth of certainty manifests endlessly. All different kinds of certainty manifests continuously.
Hey, yeah. So nam de tam je zeba, tam ne nebe drana ham. Je ga nam je balam roba, zebe zole roa roa yo.
Confidence of the golden sun of the great east and the lotus garden of the radiant wisdom bloom. May the dark ignorance of sentient beings be dispelled. May all beings enjoy profound brilliant glory.
Da yude trok de chiran so lo le ya bo zong do de ne sang yude trok dun de
You memorized the six questions well, and since you did that, then I'll give you the commentary that explains the meaning of the six questions, the essence of Amrita, tomorrow.
Hey.
You should now sing all these forms so I have time to put on my jacket.
All these forms appear and emptiness like a rainbow with its shining glow. Just let go, and go where no mind goes. Every sound is sound and emptiness, like the sound of an echo's roll. In the riches of sound and emptiness, emptiness. Just let go and go where no mind goes. Every feeling is bliss and emptiness. Way beyond what words can show. In the riches of bliss and emptiness, just let go and go where no mind goes. All awareness, awareness, emptiness, way beyond what thoughts can know. Awareness, emptiness. Let awareness go. Whoa, 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 and no mind goes. Let awareness go. Oh, oh, and no mind goes.
Now we'll sing the song of yogis and yoginis who are free of attachment and full of love.
Yogis and yoginis are empty forms, just like a water moon. To think of them as being truly real will only make your many sufferings increase. To know they're empty forms, just like a water moon, will make illusion like samadhi increase. Compassion free of clinging will increase, and non-referential view will also increase. And meditation, that's fixation free, and conduct free of do a deed increase. Of all the many marvels, this by far the most marvelous. Of all the many wonders, this the most wonderful.
Now for all sentient beings with whom we have good and bad connections, let's make an aspiration prayer.
All you sentient beings, I have a good or bad connection with. As soon as you have left this confused dimension, may you be born in the Western Sukhavati. And once you're born there, complete the Bhumis and